I really think it's essential that professional learning communities assess their own work and their own progress. Something as simple as every time you leave the professional learning community, doing a plus delta up on a chart. What went well today? And delta is a symbol for change. What do we need to change next time we meet? We can use a more formal protocol and every 6 months take a clear picture of where the group is and whether we're getting the results we're after.
If administrators are monitoring, or you've got staff development people or maybe curriculum people in the building who sit in on some of these professional learning communities as they're working together, so if we're going to help teams sustain over time, we want to provide them with what they need to be successful. So if it's perhaps more team building or resources or outside facilitation or bringing two teams together or doing some vertical teaming so that they hear what's going on in the other teams and how other teams are handling situations, how they handle conflict, how they're handling problem solving and so on. So it's not just saying, okay, here's your group, go to it. It's supporting, monitoring, high expectations and resourcing them as they work together.
5 years ago, we met whenever we felt like it, which was rare, few and far between. Now we have very structured, we have a format that we go through. Very efficient, very useful, and I think more successful for our kids and for ourselves. It's, you know, work smarter, not harder.
And talking to colleagues from other schools and other places, and I often hear like teaming doesn't work, and I absolutely 100% wholeheartedly disagree with that. I think that teaming doesn't work if it's just sort of willy-nilly. I think you need structure, you need a protocol, you need a way to address issues, and once you have that organization in place, I think that's the difference between a team that's effective and a team that essentially wastes people's time.
We're really lucky. This is really a great team, and we were really sad we lost one last year because she was really good too, but the new one is also awesome, and it works really well. And you get to meet your teachers, you get to know them on a daily basis, you know, or at least 3-4 times a week. It really is working well for us as teachers. It's making us better teachers, and it's making our students more successful in the classroom.
The book is new to us, but the information in the book we learned to use, and now we have the book that just puts it all together, and it's a lot easier.
It has helped me immensely. I don't think that I would be as confident in my teaching if it wasn't for my team meetings, because they're during my school day, and so they're third period for me, and so I go 2 periods and I'm teaching, and some lessons, they're awesome, and you're like, yes, the kids get it, and I love it, and it feels good, but then some lessons I come here, and my lesson is a complete flop, and it's not working out, and I can't figure out how can I fix this so I don't have to keep failing the same way all day long.
With 61 strategies to choose from, Lynn and Gale offer several options for resolving virtually every challenge teams face. Take time to consult the teaming chart when you need a strategy to move your team forward.
Any school that doesn't do teaming needs to really rethink that, because it really does benefit your kids.